Good morning. I'm Scott Shepard on the Detroit Community Calendar for this Beasley Media Group station. And my very special guest this morning is Sarah Rood from the Friends for Animals of Metro Detroit. And good morning, Sarah. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
Pretty good. It's a Sunday morning, bright and early, but we're here to talk about animals, one of my favorite subjects in the world. And from what I understand, you are the marketing and communications director for the Friends for Animals of Metro Detroit. Is that correct?
That is.
And where are you located at?
So our facility is actually located in Dearborn. We are right behind the Dearborn Police Station.
Okay. And what's the exact location, like the street?
We are at 16121 Reckinger Road.
Okay. And you said in Dearborn?
Yep. And then that would be the Mary Ann Wright Animal Adoption and Education Center.
And how long have you been a part of Friends for Animals of Metro Detroit?
So actually, as of about 2 days ago, I have been here for 3 years.
All right. So you're a veteran there for sure. And you guys do really good work. Let's talk a little bit about the organization. How long has it been in Dearborn and helping out animals of Detroit?
So we have been around for, what are we on? I believe we are on 26 years now.
Great.
Yes. We started as just a small little, it was actually a city shelter run by the city. And when it began, it was, as things before the big push for animal welfare, it was more of, as much as we hate to say it, it was more of a pound. You can see the old Dearborn shelter, and it was very much a place where animals came, they were held for the mandatory 4 days, and a lot of the times that was it. So we took it over in 1993. It was taken over at that point. It was the Friends for the Dearborn Animal Shelter. And we changed it to be more of a animal welfare organization as opposed to somewhere animals would get help because it was the law.
So focusing on adoptions as much as anything.
Correct.
I mean, animals have been a comfort to humans for centuries, for millenniums, but that's really become a thing in the last few years, comfort animals. Do you guys do training and things like that as well?
Usually we have an in-house trainer. She does the behavior assessment for our animals. She works on plans to make sure our animals while they're with us are, getting exercise, getting enrichment, are mentally healthy as well as physically healthy. But due to the pandemic and the COVID restrictions, we are not currently doing training classes at this time. Obviously, we hope that that's something we could start up again in the future. But we do have a behavior helpline that, anyone can call if you've adopted from us. If you haven't adopted from us, but still just, have some questions or would like some advice, you can give us a call. We would love to chat with you. The phone number for that is 313-355-7553. And you'll talk to Linda, who is our trainer. She'll give you, she can give you free advice. She can give you some tips on how to, fix some issues or just some minor behavior management things. And with that, we're hoping that, if someone's having a couple issues with their pet, that they'll look into that and look into, reaching out to us for some training as opposed to looking to try to surrender their animal because they're having issues.
So she's the animal whisperer of your outfit then?
Yes.
And
she has been with us for 13 years, I think.
Oh, wow. So she, and it's
been around.
Is it a lot of, let's talk about the different types of animals, not just dogs and cats. Is it more?
So for us, we focus on dogs and cats. We do take in other animals if they're found in the city of Dearborn, but we are basically just equipped to handle dogs and cats. If we do get in, wildlife or small, like guinea pigs, rabbits, we reach out to the appropriate rescue.
Okay. And people can reach out to you. Now, this is a non-for-profit. Once again, the Friends for Animals of Metro Detroit, it's a non-profit organization?
Correct. We are a 501c3.
So donations and volunteers, that's a big part of what helps you guys, right?
That's what keeps us functional, yes.
And how can people donate to the Friends for Animals of Metro Detroit?
So To make a basic donation, you can go to our website at metrodetroitanimals.org. There is a big red donate button on our homepage.
I saw that.
That will take you, that will take you to our donation page. We have a couple different funds you can give to. We have our general fund, which just goes, you know, whatever we need most. It's, if it's animal care, if it's food, if it's, you know, building supplies to keep the building running. We have our new shelter fund, which goes to finish our lovely new building. We are still fundraising for phase two. We have about $4 million more to go for that. That will take both of our facilities and put them under one roof. We are still operating two buildings. We have our gorgeous new adoption center that's great for the animals. It's, you know, state-of-the-art. It's environmentally friendly. It keeps them healthy and happy. And then we have our old building still, which is our intake and medical facility right now and where a lot of our admin offices still are.
So you're trying to raise funds for this whole new building.
Correct. We are going to take our old, everything that's in our old building, we are going to add on to our newer building and make everything under one roof, which will make things more efficient and better for the animals and better for our staff as well.
What was the target dollar amount again?
So our total is about $5 million, but we've already raised a little over $1.5 million. So we're looking at about four-ish million left.
Wow. You've already raised $1.5 million. Man, I'll tell you, people in Metro Detroit are just amazing. Even during these crazy times, people are donating.
Yes, it's been, our supporters have been fantastic.
And how many people work at the Friends for Animals of Metro Detroit?
So right now, I believe we have 29 paid staff members. That is part-time and full-time. That's about, sometimes it goes up to about 30, but that's our staff. We're small, we're tight-knit, but we do a lot for our animals. And obviously, you know, volunteers are part of that. We have such a small staff, but we have so many volunteers that come in and, you know, help clean and walk animals and just spend time with animals and help us do adoptions and our fundraising events. So they are a huge part of our organization as well.
And let's talk about that fundraising event. Is it ongoing right now?
We have a couple. We have one that's ongoing right now. Actually, we have two that are ongoing right now. And then we have one that is next Friday. So we'll start with ongoing, I guess. Last Friday, we had our Paws in Pajamas virtual event. We had 8 local celebrities spend the night at our adoption center with some animals. We had Jello and Joanna from The Bounce were some of our guests, and each celebrity or celebrity team was tasked with raising $5,000, and our goal was to raise $50,000. So we are at about $11,200 right now. Those donations are open until the end of October. So you can go to our page. There's a link on our homepage, and you can support your favorite local celebrity. And then we have another ongoing fundraiser that is called the Jake Project. That actually came about, one of our board members has a dachshund, and his name is Jake. And he has a knack for finding money when they go for a walk.
I need to hire that dog.
Yeah. So in, you know, the past, I think it's about 10 years, he's found more than $200. So he's collected all that money in his little bank. And his goal is to take that and make it into $25,000 with the help of his friends. So you can donate to him as well. That is also on our homepage. You can follow his story. He's on our Facebook page, which is Friends for Animals of Metro Detroit. His dad updates, you know, his daily stories, him doing his accounting of his money. And he actually, his story got picked up in Europe the other day, which was kind of surprising, but very cool.
And you didn't know that was going to happen. It just somehow got picked up by, do you know how? Or?
Yeah. So it's been Channel 4, so Click on Detroit, they shared our story, which was awesome. But then we, you know, we just saw that it appeared in, I think it's Euro News, and it was a shock. So that's very cool. And he's made it across the pond. So hopefully, they refer to him as Jack over there. I don't know if that was a mistake or if that's like the English version of Jake. Or
that could be.
What.
Yeah, the E on the end, I don't think they care about that. It's still Jack, maybe.
Yeah.
But so Jack is, what kind of dog is he again?
He is a dachshund.
A Jake dachshund, so. Okay. And he has become an international celebrity.
Yes. So he is actually going to present his life savings with addition of any donations that have been made. I think we're over 7,000 at this point. At our Black Tie and Tails event, which will be next Friday. Typically, you know, it's an in-person gala, but due to COVID this year, it will be a virtual event via Zoom. We'll have a very small group of, I think, about 8 people at our adoption center hosting the event. It's actually hosted by Dan Miller from Fox 2. You can buy a ticket and join us on Zoom.
Wow, that's great. And once again, this is the Detroit Community Calendar. I'm Scott Shepherd, and my special guest this morning is Sarah Rood of the Friends for Animals of Metro Detroit, located in Dearborn. One of my questions for you, Sarah, is say somebody, for whatever reason, they're going to move or whatever, and they have a pet. Can they bring that pet to you for you guys to take care of?
So right now, we do typically accept owner surrenders, which is what that would be. But everything's kind of funky with the pandemic. We've been quite full lately. Our capacity numbers have really been up there, so we can't guarantee that we'd be able to. So we just ask that they give us a call before, and if for some reason we couldn't personally take them, you know, we'll give you a bunch of resources. We'll help you with reaching out to somewhere else so you can find somewhere that you can take your pet.
So you're really focusing more on people coming to you to adopt a pet, like a comfort type animal.
Correct. And we've seen through the pandemic as well that a lot of people, you know, when they've been working from home so much or spending more time at home, that they've been looking to adopt or looking for, you know, to add that companion to their life.
I've heard that a lot of people are in need of the comfort animals now more than ever because of the insane year of 2020, which is probably going to carry over into 2021 the way it's looking, you know?
Right.
Go ahead and give them your information again, Sarah, how people can reach out, the people they can reach out to, your phone number, your website, your location. Let's give everybody all that information because I think this is a great need and a phenomenal service that you guys provide for Metro Detroit.
No problem. So we are Friends for Animals of Metro Detroit. We're located in Dearborn, and our adoption center is at 16121 Reckinger Road in Dearborn, and then that's behind the Dearborn Police Station. Our website is metrodetroitanimals.org, and that has, you know, a link to donate. We have all our info on how you can get involved if you want to volunteer. Our resources, like our dog, well, actually any animal, you know, behavior helpline, which that number, again, is 313-355-7553. So that's for free advice and tips from our behaviorist. And if you are looking to adopt, all our available animals are also on our website, or you can give us a call at our main number, which is 313-943-2697 to talk with our staff, ask any questions if you're interested in adopting or wondering what kind of animal would be right for you or just for any other, you know, general inquiry.
Are you at capacity now as far as the animals that you have in your shelter?
I know we have a bunch of cats right now. I think we still have some room for dogs, but I'm not positive. We are contracted with the city of Dearborn, so we are obligated to take in any animals from Dearborn or that Dearborn Animal Control brings in. So we do need to, you know, kind of make sure we have the capacity to do that as well.
And people can donate anytime. Just go to your website, right?
Yep. And they can also find us on Facebook or Instagram at Metro Detroit Animals.
Well, this is great. I'm an animal lover, and they just, you know, they bring so much joy to so many people. And, you know, as far as like mistreatment of animals, you guys help out with that as well, right?
Agreed. We also have a section on our website that you can report if, you know, you have seen abuse or think, you know, an animal's not being treated properly. you can contact us on our website, and there is a section to fill out a form to report abuse.
And any kind of donations, whether it's $5 or $500, whatever it takes, right?
Yes, everything adds up. We also have an Amazon wish list. You can search us on Amazon, or it's linked on our website.
Well, that's great. Go ahead and give that information, your website, one more time.
All right. So our website is metrodetroitanimals.org. You can also find us if you Google Friends for Animals of Metro Detroit. And our main phone number is 313-943-2697.
And you're open 7 days a week. Is that correct or no?
For adoptions, we are open Tuesday through Saturday, noon to 4. And right now that is by appointment only due to COVID. And then our intake center, which is actually our old shelter, which is down the road on Greenfield, is open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 4.
Great. So all over the city of Dearborn, but it can be in that general area as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is great, Sarah. I really appreciate what you guys do. Friends for Animals of Metro Detroit, located in Dearborn. Help out if you can, as far as a volunteer or donations. And if you're looking for a comfort animal, well, they have it for you. Anything else, Sarah? Let's talk. That fundraiser is once again coming up real soon.
Yes, next Friday. And it's called our Black Tie and Tails. You can buy a ticket to join us at home via Zoom. And it'll be a fun night of fundraising. You'll get to see some of our adoptable animals, learn more about our programs, and just celebrate all the wonderful work that we do.
Well, you do wonderful work. Really appreciate it. Animals are a great joy of life. And thank you so much, Sarah. I appreciate it. And this is the Detroit Community Calendar. My very special guest, Sarah Rood from the Friends for Animals of Metro Detroit. Please help out if you can, whether it's volunteering or donating money, or if you're looking to adopt a pet, please do so. I'm Scott Shepard on the Detroit Community Calendar for this Beasley Media Group station. Thank you, Sarah. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for having us. You too.